So I hit record for the first time about 30 seconds ago and immediately sneezed right onto my microphone. I'm a little shocked to see that it's actually been a month since my last audio boo. But right now it's about 9:30 p.m. on a Thursday. It's kind of rainy outside, and I am exhausted and tired, and that's the same thing. So I'm clearly going a little incoherent too. Been very busy lately. I've discovered that it is extremely difficult to find an iOS developer. I came up with an idea for an app, and even though I'm sort of slowly learning how to code, I'm sort of getting into C++, and next up would be Objective-C that I'm looking at, and I've already picked up a lot of the general ideas of Visual Basic. But I mean, there's a big difference between just beginning to learn a lot of this stuff and actually being able to do anything particularly spectacular with it. But I had a great idea for an app a little while back, and I've worked on it since, putting together even so far as like screenshot mock-ups. And I finally thought, you know, this would be fun to sort of tinker with. But then eventually the idea kind of grew in my head, and I was like, wow, you know, maybe I need to either outsource or partner up with somebody and get this developed. Because I think it's pretty cool, and it's geared toward people like myself with a certain interest in film, and it's kind of clever, and I haven't really seen anything like it. And I know that me and several of my friends that I know that are also kind of into film and filmmaking would find this to be a very useful app. And on top of all that, I do know enough about what I'm looking at to know that it's a pretty easy app to put together. It really wouldn't be that hard, I don't think. But I've had a lot of misadventures over the last week in particular trying to find an iOS developer that shows any interest whatsoever in actually doing it. And of course, I try to be really sensitive to what it's like when you're working on a freelance basis like that, because I've done a lot of freelance. So I know it's anybody that's done freelance, you're accustomed to, particularly when it comes to programming or graphics, you're very accustomed to people being dodgy and weird and really stupid when it comes to approaching you for a job. So I've tried to be kind of sensitive to that, but even that being said, I've just had some sort of confounding responses. Not bad responses and not rejections, but just bizarre. I put it in a tweet the other day that I got a response back from one guy. It was sort of like asking someone for directions being handed a flower. It's like, well, thanks, but what the hell does that mean? You know, I'm discussing paying you to do something. It's, why wouldn't you be jumping at this? I don't understand. Or at least, you know, answering it more, you know, jump at it if you're interested and you got time for it, or reject it or whatever. But it's this very strange sort of sidestepping that I didn't understand. Anyway, I'm rambling. So that's sort of my goal now for the rest of the month, is to try to find somebody who can help me bring this iOS project, this app project, to market. It's been fun. I guess we'll see how it goes. You're hearing my 80s playlist going on in the background here. That is indeed the Human League. Keep Feeling Fascination. I'm kind of running out of steam. I got nothing else. But do you know an iOS developer? You know somebody that can program in C++, Objective-C, any of those good object-based? Send them my way.